Now, during the period where councils were stood down and administrators took over the running of the city.
We're actually, sort of getting too recent because we're we're sort of a bit more interested
in. You don't want to tell the people about that.
I'm sure it'll appear somewhere, but it's really more the 50s and, you know, the earlier sort of stage because that's where. We've lots of gaps and things.
Yeah.
With the more recent things, there's plenty of documentation and,
of course.
So we're just trying to.
Well, it's hard to think back to the 50s, can you?
I was a child.
And I had a lot of other interests. So
I suppose at that time you would have been bringing up your family at that time.
Well, I was married at 26 and we moved in here a year later. So we've been here a long time.
Yes. I think we were talking about the house on the previous one. So the different cultures. In the 50s and 60s, what cultures were around in Preston at that time?
Well there was
apart from the good old Anglo-Saxons.
Today, Darabin's very seriously multicultural. I see every colour skin in the world go past this window.
Yes. And so what's the main difference between then and now?
In the past, the early settlers were English, Irish and Scottish, with a few left over from China and other countries, Germanic states and so on, and America after the gold rush.
Yes.
So, but they weren't. They didn't comprise a large portion of the population. The biggest part of the population were settlers that came out, and not necessarily convicts. Some convicts came across from Tasmania, but the bulk of the early settlers were. English, Irish and Scottish, and you could say from here to Whittlesea was the granary of Melbourne at that time, and they grew from this site here at Oakville Avenue. The wheat fields stretched all the way to Whittlesea, and that is why wheat flour mills, water driven from the Plenty River and from ducted channelling. Open drain ducting operated the flour mills to provide the city of Melbourne with flour, all of Victoria for flour. It was exported and it had the largest starling and sparrow population in Australia because of the wheat.
Yes, I think you mentioned that too. So I'm just trying to think, because the 50s being post-war and a lot of Europeans, displaced persons coming out, was this an area where a lot of them came to?
It was a working class suburb, and still is. And it was a natural place. Accommodation was cheap enough. There were hostels built down near Northland, a large migrant hostel, and other places. The Snowy Mountain scheme was about to kick off. A lot of them went to work on that. I don't know.
Did you have much to do with them? Did they come and work in, where you were at the paper mills?
yes, we had all sorts of come in there. There was a lot of Italians came in the early years, but there was very few Asians, mostly Middle European and Mediterranean people, and a lot of Poms. of course, and the Poms were always regarded as dills. If anyone was going to get his hand caught in the machinery, it would be a Pom.
My head is that little bit out.
what else about the?
So, what about the churches and things? Were there any different churches sort of set up then because of the
churches were pretty popular. because it was a carryover from war years where they went to pray and hope their sons weren't killed in the war. And prior to that, in the early days, the churches were part of the social life, and they were the centres around which people congregated. Scattered farms, they all got together on a Sunday for a chinwag, which is natural. There were school-based or church-based schools in the place. I can't think of them all at the moment. And what else was their sports too? They played cricket, a lot of cricket, and not Australian rules at that time. I don't think in the very early days it was mainly cricket and tennis and croquet and whatever they did, or guessing how many marbles are in a bottle. But I haven't given it a great deal of thought about that. It's not written down anywhere much about what the sports were. Then in Croxton, they had baseball before the Yanks had it.
Oh, okay.
Now check with Paul Michel, because I think he told
me about that. Okay, yes. I will do. Yeah.
And so we probably led.
I know that there used to be a racing track down there, the century before.
There was a sports area there behind the Croxton Hotel. There was a fairly narrow span of land to the railway line. And it wasn't large enough for a cricket ground, but it was large enough for footy ground that you didn't worry about kicking the ball over the line. And they also used it for foot running.
Right.
And they also used it for racehorses.
Yes, I knew that it was used, that there was a racetrack
there. So, and then there's the Northcote Cricket Ground. Mm-hmm. Westgarth Street, is it?
Yes.
Or thereabouts.
All
the other sports grounds are all early. Or later. They're all up in the area you're not interested in. There was a sports ground at over on the Merry Creek side of Reservoir, you know.
Oh, yes. You're misunderstanding. It's not that we're not interested. We're just trying to get... because you've spent most of your time in Preston, it's not that we're not interested in Reservoir or anywhere else. And if you've certainly got information about that, we're quite happy to include that. It's just that because of your... longevity in Preston.
Okay. Well, there was another one at Larundel Hospital too. There's a very nice a bit of flat land there, and there was another oval at the Mott Park.
Oh, right. Yes, you just mentioned that earlier.
Sports-wise, the city was pretty well down with ovals and places to play.
Did the migrants who came out after the war, did they bring any other sort of activities with them?
The Italians brought out, it was bocce, is it called bocce?
They would have played a fair bit of soccer because with the round ball as opposed to the oval ball, they would have played their football as well.
There was hockey.
But I was just thinking of things other than sports. I'm not, you know, do they have sort of festival type performing? What about performing arts? Did they do, you know, anything?
At the Shire Hall they had flower shows annually. They would have had the Mayor's Ball.
Mm-hmm.
or the Rob or the Regal, or I don't know. They would have a once a year. They'd have a big night out, In the 1950s, they had like a Billy Sharman's boxing troupe.
Boxing
in the Shire Hall as well. And school end of year celebration concerts. The orchestra.
Any famous people come and sing at concerts in the town hall that you can think of?
Well, there was a local woman, what was her name? Nesbitt, somebody Nesbitt.
Yes, I think she's actually mentioned in Preston's Prominent People.
Margaret Nesbitt. Yes. Sally lived around the corner.
Right, okay. And another one I can think of is Leonard Weir.
A baritone, I think.
And I think I do know a little bit about him because, again, he's mentioned in Preston's Prominent People.
Yeah.
But he apparently ended up in the West End singing with Julie Andrews in My Fair Lady.
So,
and I know that he was a Preston person, but he might have been in a slightly different part of Preston. So any other sort of names you can think of?
Can't think of any others. Unfortunately, I might have lived here, but I didn't socialise much.
I suppose if you were doing your sailing and things elsewhere.
I worked shift work in my early life too. That sort of, I couldn't get into a routine local affairs. That's why I didn't join the tennis club or anything like that.
Was it? Do you know if there was a theatre club or anything? You know, an amateur dramatic society? Or a musical society? Amateur musical society?
There probably was, but I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
Look, Bruce Jager, you know Bruce?
No, I don't. I can't say I do, no.
He'd be a very difficult interview. Worse than me. But he's lived here all his life.
Right.
He's more... His mind would have filtered down to that sort of level of information, I'd say. His father was a butcher. And he ended up as Bruce ended up as a meat inspector.
He used
to go around butcher shops and say, you're not clean enough or your knives are dangerous or, you know.
Okay, well, Paul might know something more about that, so I might follow that up. Okay, well, I think we've covered just about everything that was on the list.